73.
Authorize contracts as required with seven firms for construction management and roof and building envelope investigation and design services in support of Portland Parks and Recreation Projects.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. It's my job and delight to bring this ordinance to council and to pass it over to Kia Selly for the presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Kia Selly. I'm the Portland Parks and Recreation Planning, Development, and Asset Manager. I'm here today to request council approval via ordinance of seven on-call contracts of $150,000 each for construction management and roof and building envelope investigation and design services. The request for proposal announcement was placed on the city's procurement website, and a city minority evaluator was a member of each review panel. Four of the seven firms that we selected are certified MWESBs, in other words, they're certified minority, women, or emerging small businesses. Two firms are minority-owned, and two firms are women-owned. The remaining three firms are required to allocate at least 20% of their task order work to certified MWESB firms if that additional expertise is needed. We use on-call contracts for small to medium-sized routine projects and for small to large urgent projects or emergency projects. These contracts help us quickly access skills and experience, often for skills and experience that are not within our team's bailiwick. For large projects such as beach and gateway parks, we issued a project-specific request for proposal for design services because of the size of the contracts. Issuing a project-specific RFP, we think, is the right thing to do for large projects, but it takes a lot of time and resources, often up to 6 months from the beginning of the request for proposal process to the inking of the contract. Most of our existing on-call contracts are for amounts less than $100,000. We currently have 17 categories of these on-call contracts, such as landscape architecture, engineering. We decided to increase these particular contracts to $150,000 based on our recent experience. We recently used an on-call contract for the Charles Jordan Community Center roof project and found that the scale of a facility roof project required a large contract amount, over $100,000. We've also found the same to be true for construction services, construction management services, such as for the South Waterfront Greenway project. When we need these specialized construction management services, they're often for very large and very complex projects. So that commands a requirement for a larger contract size, over $100,000. So this concludes my comments, but I'm happy to take any questions you might have.
Questions? Anything to add? Thank you both. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then we'll take a roll call vote.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for the presentation, and Dale Cook and Sarah Drake have also provided a lot of early briefings to my staff. I also want to thank Mike Abate for his support of this program, this project, a series of projects. It's an emergency to avoid service disruptions and to contract for the two projects in progress when the contracts expired in December of 2014. And I'm particularly proud of the minority and women component of these contracts. Four of the seven firms are minority and or women. A couple of them are also ESBs, but that's wonderful. And 57% minority and women in the contract. So we are putting our money where our hearts and our minds and our mouths are, and I'm very proud of that. Bye.
Fish.
Nice work, and I don't want to create additional work, but I'm going to ask my two bureaus to talk to you about how you got such robust participation, particularly where you have the commitment that was made to get to between 20 and 30% from some of these firms. So thank you for your good work. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Aye.
Saltzman.
Good work. Very impressive results with minority and women-owned businesses. Good work. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, this not only is impressive in itself, but it has such a such leverage. As it happens, I was up late last night at the kitchen counter helping my stepdaughter Carolyn, who's a civil engineer, work on her resume for what she hopes will be her next job. And getting these on-call contracts, whether it's for a firm or for an individual, because actually this will affect individual engineers' lives who work for these firms, because then they will have that kind of project experience. So for her, as a young engineer trying to, you know, show that she really has the credentials, each time you get a project like this where you're, you know, you have this on-call contract, you get to do a variety of tasks for a major client, the city of Portland, it really does have a catalytic effect on the emerging and minority women-owned businesses that are listed here, but also for the individual people that work for those firms. And I just saw that illustrated last night as it happened. So I can really appreciate the special value of what you've accomplished here. This is great. Well done. Hi. I have one more task, which is to set a city council meeting for January 20th at 4 p.m.
Four.
Because of other scheduling issues. So I think your staff says you're available. So I think we're
What's the issue, Mayor?
Referral of the candidate measures under the street fund for the advisory vote.
So, and are we anticipating that it will go, then go long enough that people can come after work at 5?
I suspect it will go more than an hour and a half. Yes. So if there's no objection, I'll set that date and time for a special council meeting, and we are recessed until 2 p.m.